Introduction. On the natural integrity of Plato's philosophy. John Dewey once said, "Give a dog a bad name and hang him." Plato was not a Platonist. I would like to show in the following pages that anyone who reads the dialogues of Plato, without bias or an axe to grind, will find a humorous, witty, pleasant friend, and not a desiccated scholarly mandarin. Plato was an open-minded, tolerant, reasonable individual, not a tight-lipped, pietistic Puritan. In a word, Plato was an Athenian, not a Spartan. Scholars have made it virtually impossible to understand Plato over the years with their careful distinctions, qualifications, and analytical considerations. They have made up a scholarly word, Platonism, made us memorize it, and assumed everyone knew what it meant. But nothing could be more confusing and unclear. Thus, if Platonism means a world divided, separated, detached between physical substance and mental substance, then Plato was not a Platonist. If Platonism means a perfect world of pure ideas with no connection or relation to a world of perceptual things, then Plato was not a Platonist. If Platonism means a world of moral purity, unsullied by moral mistakes, errors, or the boiling cauldron of unsociable emotions, then again, Plato was no Platonist, but scholars have insisted on each of these. The only thing I shall attempt to show in this entire book will be to indicate that such a pervasive misperception about Plato is quite mistaken and rather misrepresents the entire thrust of Plato's thought. I shall also try to state what I think Plato actually was trying to say, knowing full well that I may only cause more confusion rather than to come to a clear and distinct notion of Plato's real intentions. Nevertheless, audaces fortuna juvat, nothing ventured, nothing gained.